Hey, howdy. All the left-wing wackos told us, the politicians and a whole bunch of their followers, they said you can't have oil. Oil is bad. Let's have all this renewable and replacement energy. All of a sudden today, oil is kind of good. Look at Cuba. They need 100,000 barrels of oil a day. That's to keep the lights on. And Trump has said Venezuela's not giving you any more oil, and virtually all of their oil did, in fact, come from Venezuela. What's going to happen now? You've got all kinds of potential unrest and collapse and blackouts and so many things. Oh, that's all of our oil. Fossil fuel. You know, fossil fuel is kind of interesting. So many people think, oh, it's only here because of dinosaurs. Here's the story. Fossil fuel started, oil started, of course, thousands and thousands of years ago, and animals would walk into the oil and they'd get stuck. And another animal, a predator, would look and say, ah, there's lunch. And he would go in to have his lunch. He'd get stuck. And so far, they've recovered more than 3.5 million fossils. So hence the term fossil fuels. These are fossils of animals that went in to look around and they got trapped and caught. Hey, just sharing with you. Liberals, they are insane. They're wacky. They're nuts. Did I mention they're crazy? They do a lot of crazy things. Look at the governor, the new governor of Virginia. She ran on a platform of kind of being in the center, and as soon as she got elected, wow, way over to the left. And she just started. She's only just begun. I mean, so what's going to happen later? Here's a short list of what she's saying we're going to do. She's going to put a 4.3 sales tax on Uber Eats, Amazon, etc., and all kinds of other deliveries. New sales tax on admissions to a whole bunch of different businesses. Create two new higher tax brackets of 8 and 10% for people that are big earners. A new 10% tax bracket for anyone making over $1 million, 3.8% investment tax on top of state income tax. An investment tax, oh my. Raise the hotel tax, new personal property tax on landscaping equipment, ban, gas-powered leaf blowers. Okay then, I got it. Guarantee illegal aliens free education. I guess that's why she needs all the extra tax money, so she can go out and be herself and be a leftist crazy person. It's against the law to be illegal. Do you get it? Duh, but she's going to guarantee them free education. Make it illegal to approach somebody at an abortion clinic. Can't go up and talk to them. Extended time absent ballots. Absentee ballots can be received after election day for 3 days. Allow people to cast their votes electronically through the internet. Expand ranked choice voting. Extend the deadline for ballot count to 1 week after election day. Redact the addresses of political candidates. Add Virginia to the, make it popular to make it illegal to hand count ballots at election. $500 sales tax on firearms suppressors, assault weapons, and large capacity magazine banned. 11% sales tax on all firearms and ammunition, and prohibit outdoor shooting of a firearm on land less than 5 acres. Ban the arrest of illegal aliens, and remove mandatory minimum sentences for criminals. And it just goes on and on. I could talk for an hour. These people, and she got elected on a different kind of platform. Wow, who knew? Now, President Trump, he wants to reduce violent crime. How do you do that? Well, a whole bunch of different ways, I suppose. But one way is to get rid of all of the really, really bad guys who are in America illegally. So he's done that to a degree. Of course, there's still many more to round up and get. But he has captured 7,000 of them. 7,000. And these are people that have been involved. A lot of reading here today. Here, come on, stick with me. Crimes including murder, drug trafficking, human trafficking, carjacking, armed assault. Trump goes on to say they are the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. Good wordage, but I like this wordage from him. He said these guys are so violent, they make the Hells Angels look like the sweetest people on earth. Good for him. Back in the 1920s, women, many of them were called flappers because of their dancing, a different thing. And here's a photo of their makeup case, which was quite popular back then. You know, use this today in a lot of countries. Do it in Britain, do it in Canada, and you'll get arrested. Unless you're a criminal already, then they'll probably give you an award. But in any event, it's shaped like a gun. Big shots, those gals back in the 20s. Hey, y'all come back, and right is right. These left-wing people, they're hurting us. Well, we got to vote right. See ya.